David, your thoughts on tonight's 2-1 win here at Windsor Park?
Pleased with 3 points. Aspects of the game we probably could have been better at, but again, Dungannon come, made it difficult for us. We fell behind. Thankfully, Andy got an important goal at an important time. Got ourselves back into the game, and you know, in the end, we huffed and puffed a little bit. But fair play to the players there. It was tough circumstances tonight, coming from behind. We've been asked a lot of questions of late. We've not been in the best of form, but fair play to the players tonight. They dug out a big 3 points for us.
I mean, it was great to get that goal so quickly after going behind, wasn't it?
It was important.
That was real character, wasn't
it? Yeah, no, it was important, even though it was a mistake that they made. But Andy, fair play to Andy, capitalised on their mistake and punished them. And then, obviously, we probably got a little bit of luck for the second goal. It didn't look as if it was in, it was possibly over. But it was a big goal for us. And again, even at the end, we struggled to maybe get the third, the calm and ease the nerves of the place. But say, fair play to the players tonight. They dug it out, and I was so pleased that they managed to do that tonight.
You know, Andy hasn't been in the team for a few weeks, but you know, he comes in tonight and he does what he's been doing for 300 plus games and gets the goals in the big games.
Yeah, and it's a credit to him again. And I've had conversations with Andy quite a bit, and you know, Andy's been a big player since I've been here. We disagree at times on various aspects of game subs if Andy's not playing, but you know, credit to him. He was Johnny on the spot tonight when we needed him. He's missed the sort of last two and a half weeks with sort of back injury after the 3-4 games he played in around the turn of the year. So somebody like Andy's, you know, when he's in and around picking up loose balls and whatever else, you're hoping balls fall to Andy, and they did tonight.
Shane Lavery's suspension's used up, so it gives you more selection problems. You know, for Saturday, big game, Warren Point.
Yes, it gives us options. There was other, I think it was 5 or 6 changes from the Lawn game last week. Some in and around the bench, some not on the bench. Shane obviously comes back into the equation for Saturday. I thought Rory Curry done well tonight on his first start. He's only been in and around, and I know he's sort of come in a wee bit in under the radar a little bit from, you know, everybody else is talking about we want this, we want that. But Rory came in, and I thought his all-round game tonight. He probably lost a wee bit of legs and energy in the second half, having not played too much. But you know, credit to him again tonight, coming in and giving us sort of the level of performance that if he is going to be in and around here to end this season, hopefully he can go on and improve in his performance tonight.
And the Warren Point always makes it tough for us down there on Saturday, so we need lots of positive, loud, vocal, encouraging supporters down there cheering us on in a huge game down there on Saturday.
Yeah, again, it's been 4.5 years ago, my first game down at Warren Point, so it holds sort of memories for me. I'm taking charge of this prestigious club for the first time, so again, any time we're down there, we find it difficult. Whether it's Barry Gray, whether it's been Stevie McDonald previously, Barry's now back at the helm, so difficult place to play. They've improved greatly. They've picked up points, they're hard to beat, so we're going to need to be at our best on Saturday, and hopefully, as you said, it's important that we get as many boisterous, loud, supporting supporters turning up at Milltown Saturday.
And Warren Point have a lot to play for, obviously, in their position. So we're going to need everybody positive and on our side, right behind us, cheering us on Saturday.
Yeah. Not as much as we have to play for, Andy. We're previous champions. League leaders at the minute. So we've a whole lot to play for. So we'll worry about what we do on Thursday. We'll worry about how we play, how we perform on Saturday. And as I say, if the crowd turn up and get behind the players, that would be most appreciated.
Great to be back on top of the league after tonight's win, David, and
thanks.
All the very best for the first of 10 or 11 cup finals still to go.
Cheers, Andy.